The universe is not required to be in perfect harmony with human ambition. Carl Sagan.
Simon & Schuster Audio presents A Hero for Wandla by Tony DiTerlizzi. Read by Terry Hatcher.
Part 1, Chapter 1. Leave. Eva 9 watched a turnfin flap its triple pair of wings to join its flock. The alien birds squawked in an otherworldly harmony as they soared through the eroded, sun-bleached remains of buildings that had once stood as New York City. Over the eastern horizon, the morning sun was shining down on mountainous white clouds, sailing slowly over the ancient ruins. Eva made her way through the twisting labyrinth of crumbled brick walls and rusted steel beams, stopping in front of a lone column blanketed in gigantic leafy lichen. She pulled her empty drinking container out of her satchel and removed the cap. Eva yanked a large corrugated leaf from the column with her hands and began to roll it up. She wrung the leaf tighter and tighter until water began to trickle from its stem. "Really? That's it?" Eva thought as a dribble of water ran to the bottom of her drinking container. "This is going to take forever. I wish..."